Welcome to the Research Impact Podcast Series. I'm your host, Donald Truxillo, and I'm a member of the University of Limerick's Research Impact Committee. On today's podcast, I'll be talking to Dr. Shomo Mukherjee, winner of the President's Research Excellence and Impact Early Career Award for 2022. As an introduction to Dr. Mukherjee, before joining the University of Limerick in June 2022, he received three prestigious research awards, a Marie Curie Individual Fellowship from the European Commission, an Alexander von Humboldt Research Fellowship hosted at the Technical University of Munich, and a Government of Ireland Irish Research Council postdoctoral fellowship written with Trinity College Dublin. Shomo's research focuses on materials chemistry solutions to global grand challenges such as environmental sustainability. Starting in June of 2022, Shomo began his independent research career and established his own research group, NanoSOR, at the Department of Chemical Sciences, UL. With funding from an SFI IRC pathway grant, the group NanoSorb is at the forefront in the development of energy-efficient, porous materials, particularly those fostering environmental sustainability. In particular, by design families of ionic porous polymers are being developed by Shomo's team, one molecule at a time. This work is to enable disruptive new approaches to supportive environmental sustainability, such as carbon capture, water purification, light hydrocarbon separation, in toxic gas removal. So let me begin with the first question. So Shomo, how did the journey to this point in your career begin?
So thanks, Donald, for your kind introduction. Yeah, so answering your question, growing up in Calcutta in the 90s in India, Calcutta, during my early years, several team sports kind of shaped my belief that teamwork overcomes individual genius. So taking a leaf out of Michael Jordan's quotes, talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence win championships, it is my ambition to take a team approach to address the global challenges in energy sustainability through a career in materials chemistry and engineering. So looking back on the last 10 years, all my research and associated outputs are the results of truly collaborative efforts from so many colleagues, collaborators, and mentors. And truth be told, without these wonderful people I have had the chance to work with, there is no way that I could have walked this path, which still has miles to go nonetheless.
That's great, Shomo. And so then thinking about that, explain to listeners what the impact of your research is and like how you think it might change the world.
So looking forward to a future of collaborative research across Ireland and several European partners, my SFI-funded project, Polysorb, is taking an innovative approach to addressing a number of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, that is the SDGs. So SDGs, in essence, are related to energy sustainability. Particularly, we are speaking here of Sustainable Development Goal 3, that is good health and well-being. Sustainable Development Goal 6, which stands for clean water and sanitation. And Sustainable Development Goal 13, which is climate action. So in particular, new porous polymers are my primary focus to enable disruptive, new, energy-efficient approaches to global grand challenges, that is carbon capture, water purification, light hydrocarbon separation, and toxic gas remediation. So as we know, nature is full of all kinds of small and large complex molecules. So these molecules are more like the Legos that we all have played when we were kids. So treating these as molecular bricks or building blocks, my team proposes to assemble a wide range of polymer structures that are functional in terms of addressing the global grand challenges.
So that's really interesting. I like that building block analogy. What kinds of things make you curious?
So again, I have to quote someone from the US, in this case, the 20th century educational reformer, John Dewey. If I'm not mistaken, the quote was, every great advance in science has issued from a new audacity of imagination. So curiosity-driven science offers mankind this immense power, specifically to produce technology that knows no bounds. Honestly, I find it a pity that we tend to forget how science profoundly relies upon asking questions. We often tend to forget this, and driven by sheer curiosity, how conducting tests and analysis based on those questions lie at the very crux of science. So as a kid from the 1990s, I could see how curiosity-driven research, which, you know, often gets sidelined as blue sky thinking at that time, could address societal challenges time and time again. So also, as a big believer of the ethos of asking questions, staying curious is a key to ensuring that technology and science don't take us to a point where negative results of the science outweigh the benefits.
That's a really great observation. And now, I guess one of my questions is, how has UL supported you on your journey of doing excellent and impactful research?
Well, I must admit that I'm a big beneficiary from my department, that is the Department of Chemical Sciences, and the host, Bernal Institute, as regards to granting me full access to the research facilities, offering me rather a seamless access to a wide range of top-of-the-line equipment. I mean, a big focus is there in Bernal on advanced materials characterization that has resulted in world-class research capabilities under one roof. And my team greatly benefits from these equipment suite and state-of-the-art facilities.
Great. That's really interesting to hear how your work has gone and your approach to your research. So then before we conclude, what do you see as the future of your work? Where do you think your work is headed from here?
Yeah, that's what is the most exciting at this point for me. That's the future. So my group is currently hosted at this Bernal Institute, as I was speaking. So our research program right now aligns perfectly with the Institute's mission to develop disruptive technologies. And these are related to health, energy, and environment. Thanks to its far-reaching societal impact as a research theme, drinking water purification greatly interests me at this point. So as we speak, my team is heading towards the development of low-cost material solutions for remediating drinking water toxins. So let me break it down when I say drinking water toxins. So typically, when we think about toxins present in our drinking water, an overarching perception is that it might be from the developing world. But truth be told, the truth is far from that. And the reason being, even in Europe, such as Antwerp, Belgium, there have been reports of alarming levels of perfluorochemicals being present at the groundwater, and blood samples collected from kids have shown, you know, alarming levels of forever chemicals, which are perfluorinated in nature. So these are genuine concerns, and the food safety authorities and the European Commission's is all, you know, deeply concerned about these facts, but there is no easy solution because no material thus far solves the problem straight away. So this is not going to be perhaps a walk in the park, and if there has to be a solution, this needs to be, you know, thought through bottom up, one at a time, molecules stitched together so that this whole concept could be materialized.
Thank you very much. That was really interesting to hear about your work. So you've been listening to Dr. Shomo Mukherjee, who is the winner of the University of Limerick's President's Research Excellence and Impact Early Career Award for 2022. If you'd like to hear more about research impact, please go to our website at ul.ie/research-impact. The research discussed today has benefited from funding from a range of sources, including Horizon 2020, Science Foundation Ireland, and the Irish Research Council. Thanks for listening.